The ultimate background check. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president wants to expand background checks for gun sales because he thinks the San Bernardino shooting might soften the opposition. But if anything, San Bernardino actually works against background checks. Did you hear what it took for Tashfeen Malik, the female shooter, to get into the country? Because she was emigrating from Pakistan, the government did a lot more than check her shampoo bottle.
The State Department says Malik was thoroughly questioned during an interview at the U.S. Embassy in Pakistan.
Interviewed at the embassy, and she passed.
She also filled out a questionnaire where she was asked, "Do you seek to engage in terrorist activity?"
Apparently she answered no. And the investigation didn't stop there.
Five U.S. agencies also vetted her, checking her fingerprints against two databases.
And she passed. Now, I'm pretty sure that even the president won't be asking gun dealers to do anything close to that. So we're right back where we started. The problem is that the terrorist secret weapon isn't the gun. It's the law-abiding citizen with the clean record who just decides one day to commit his first and last crime. So here's what I'd do. At the gun shop, you'd be hooked to a stress detector while a screen flashes a series of images and headlines guaranteed to enrage any fanatic. Everything from the Muhammad issue of Charlie Hebdo to the worst of the Planned Parenthood videos. And if your body betrays any visceral reaction, even if your record is clean, no gun. Heck, I wouldn't even let you drive. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.